1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Israel's military is ordering people in Rafah to evacuate immediately and head to humanitarian zones. Aid groups warn that they have only days of food for starving civilians left. CBS's Rami Innocencio with more.
Hamas says ceasefire talks are back at square one, blaming Israel for rejecting the proposal the militant group accepted last Sunday. Israel's prime minister said he can't accept Hamas's demand to end the war, and now Israel's war cabinet has greenlit the military to deepen its push into Rafah.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a report saying it's impossible to verify if Israel broke international law with its use of U.S. weapons. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The State Department report is scrutinizing Israel's actions in the war, finding that Israeli forces potentially violated international humanitarian law in Gaza using weapons provided by the U.S. But there is no definitive conclusion.
Now to former President Trump's hush money trial, as his former fixer Michael Cohen prepares to take the stand on Monday. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
I think that Michael Cohen's testimony will be fire and brimstone. It will be something to behold both during direct and cross-examination.
There's cleanup going on after a deadly week-long outbreak of severe weather. CBS's Jim Krasula reports there's a chance of more dangerous weather in Texas today.
There have been more than 80 confirmed tornadoes across nearly 20 states this week. Several people have been killed or injured, and damage has been extensive. William Hart lives in the town of Fairhaven in the West Virginia Panhandle.
Blew my mother-in-law's trailer off the blocks, blew this one off the blocks, destroyed that one down there. It's completely gone. Luckily, the lady was in the hospital. Yeah, it had to be tornado. That's what I figure.
There's a chance of even more severe weather today in far west Texas. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A new rule capping credit card fees has been set aside for now. CBS's Peter King.
The rule capping late fees at $8 was supposed to take effect Monday, but a federal judge in Texas has blocked it with a preliminary injunction. Business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the American Bankers Association, opposed it, saying the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had overstepped its authority.
The skies above Washington, D.C. will be full of vintage planes over the National Mall around noon Eastern today. The National Park Service says some 60 planes representing the history of general aviation will fly down the Potomac River. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, which organized the event, says it will feature 15 chapters of history. Some of those planes are from as early as 1939. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New polling in battleground states turn up some surprising data about what's important to rural voters. Mike Mohn reports.
The poll released by the Rural Democracy Initiative included feedback from Wisconsin voters. 57% of respondents said they favored a more economic populist vision, with policies centered around lowering costs and raising incomes for the working class. Breakthrough Campaigns researcher Patrick Toomey, who helped lead the poll, says that approach appears more popular than one often touted by GOP politicians.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
And while economic policies aligned with Democrats, like minimum wage hikes, are favorable in this poll, many rural voters indicated they think Republicans are doing more for working people. Analysts say that shows Democrats have work to do to rebuild trust in rural areas. Meanwhile, three-quarters of respondents either support abortions or don't want the government interfering with decisions on reproductive health care. Toomey says it will take some time for Democrats to reconnect with these voters and that it won't completely turn around in this election cycle. But he suggests it's not completely hopeless for the party to make gains in rural America ahead of November's vote.
One of the key learnings here is that there are enough voters in rural areas of battleground states who are up for grabs to determine the outcome of 2024.
He suggests if Democrats are savvy with their outreach, they might be able to convince rural populations that they're pursuing policies these voters have outlined as a top priority. More than 1,700 voters in 10 states were part of the poll. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Poe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
It's 60 at our studios.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, one and all. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday. It is May 11th, 2024. 11:07 on the clock just turned over, everyone. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you're looking to talk about events all throughout central Wisconsin through our listening area, we'll do that too. Anything else you want to chat about, that is this show, the Water Cooler Show, your community bulletin board, let's put it that way, here on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you have the Civic Media app, cheers to you. If you don't, go ahead, download it. It's free. You can go to WFHR and click one button dialing if you want to use that instead to call in to this show right now or any of our shows when we are live on the air. I am indeed live here on this Saturday, everyone. Lovely day out there, and we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff today like we usually do on Over the Back Fence. We have hopefully some phone calls coming up here real shortly, 424-2600. We're also going to look at our programming schedule here on WFHR and touch on our sister station, WIRI. We're also going to get into a whole bunch of events that are happening as May rolls along here. Oh boy, we are almost to summer, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot believe it. This year has been just sprinting by. So we'll try to slow it down with some fun events that are happening, including today and this through the next week and through the end of May as well as we get closer to Memorial Day. We'll also talk about a couple other things as we go along here, everyone. Don't have a lot of sports to report, of course. We're kind of in that fugue state before the Rafters start at the end of the month. Can't wait till that goes because we are your home for the Rafters. We have been since the very beginning. So tune in every game you get a chance to. We will be on the air. And that'll be on the app as well. Don't forget, no matter where you are, you have Rafters baseball at your fingertips. So real quick, I do want to touch on a little bit of sports news here, sports broadcast news. We have had a heck of a spring so far when it comes to weather. We have been trying to broadcast games on WIRI. That is your home for high school sports here in Wisconsin Rapids and area and listening area here. We have just, the weather has not cooperated, everyone. We were supposed to have a game on Thursday. That one was rained out. We were supposed to have a game that we were all set and prepared to broadcast this coming Monday on the 13th. That one was moved. Luckily, we found another game we can do. So, set your time, everyone. It's at 4:30 on Monday. That's the 13th. We're doing some high school softball. Port Edwards is hosting Tri-County. That starts at 4:30. Mike Comer will have the call for that. I will be working the board. So, please tune in at around 4:30 on WIRI. That's 105.5. for some great high school action. We will be bringing more games as we are able over the next couple of weeks. Please be aware that we are trying to get as many games in as we can. Scheduling and weather, of course, are all big things about that, of course. Weather permitting is always a big thing for spring sports, especially baseball and softball. But stay tuned. We will let you know what games we are planning to carry for that. Otherwise, I hope you've been listening to WIRI for not only some great country music, but we've got some voices on there now, James, on the morning, not just on the Sunrise Show from 1 to 8, or 7 to 8 every morning, Monday through Friday. You also hear him a little bit before that. He's doing some starting at 5 o'clock. He's doing some DJ stuff, doing some voice tracking there for the morning. And if you tune in the afternoons, 3 to 7 every Monday through Friday, you'll hear me. Don't forget, we still have Trail Tunes on from 7 to 8 on Thursdays, excuse me. If we don't have any sports, keep that in mind, everyone. And I hope you've been enjoying the little segment I've been doing on Fridays called Flashback Fridays. We take the top five country songs from a year. We match the year. As for instance, on Friday, I went and checked out the top five country songs, May 10th, 1975. I hope you were able to listen to that, check that out. It's been really fun. Got some good free feedback on it, too. So keep listening on Fridays at 5 o'clock, where we have Flashback Fridays on WIRI. Well, so much for that. Let's go ahead and check out the schedule coming up here for WFHR. Once again, no sports coming up. We don't have anything until the rafters start at the end of the month, but please stay tuned for that. Let's get ready for our next season with the rafters. Our weekday schedule is pretty simple. We are here live from 8 to 10 Monday through Friday with the morning show, the almost award-winning morning show. No, finished number 3 for best morning show in Wisconsin. So that ain't hey, everyone. Tune in for that. We do that from every Monday, like I said, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. And we actually have special features basically every day on that. On Mondays at 9, we've got the kitchens open. Melissa's Award, now that is an award-winning show, best show, feature show in Wisconsin. On Tuesday, joining Mel and James, there'll be Alexander House will be calling in with an update. Our good friend Connie will be calling in with that. Find out what's going on at Alexander House in Port Edwards. On Wednesday, it is, of course, Quality Plus Printing's Word of the Week. Wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. Tune in for that. And if you get a chance, wish Phil a belated birthday. It was his birthday yesterday. On Thursday, Pet of the Week, of course, and I'll be joining James for that one. And then, of course, every Friday, Culver, Star of the Day. This week, Terry will be back on Friday with James to do that. So hope you and tuning in every morning on our show, our almost award-winning show, the morning show at WFHR. There will also be Playmakers on Monday, live at 3. James will be taking your calls for your sports thoughts and feelings. And then looking ahead for the rest of the week, Tuesday through Friday, of course, 3 to 4, is Midday Magazine. On Tuesday, in part one, we've got the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber. Going to talk about all kinds of events coming up here in Wisconsin Rapids and areas beyond. Part two, our weekly visit with David Farnborough of Coldwell Banker, Seward Realtors. See what's going on in the real estate market right now. It's a great discussion with James on that. On Wednesday, we get to hear from our new mayor once again. Mayor Zacher will be joining James along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media to come and record that. Part two, we've got the Southwood County YMCA for their monthly update. Find out what's going on at the Y, all the great events and goings on there. We've got summer camp starting over at Camp Alexander. Lots of information about that as well. All kinds of great stuff going on at the Y. I want to keep you abreast of that. Looking ahead on Thursday in part one, our good friends Visit Rome will be here to talk about stuff going on in that area. And of course, every Thursday in part two, it is a UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. And this week will be Kayla Rymbalski. Our good friend Kayla will be here to join us for that. Then we're going to wrap up the week on Friday. James will be speaking with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston in part one. And part two, the United Way, to talk about more of their great stuff happening. Because we have Terry here, I guess we're just going to keep her here for the whole time so she can keep talking United Way, which is not a bad thing. We do like talking about United Way. Don't forget, because of the rafters will be starting soon, if you would like a little pocket schedule, we do have those here. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Pam would be delighted to hand out you a schedule for the rafters, find out what the home games are. Of course, every game will be broadcast here on WFHR. You may notice that if you come here, we do have a little bit of extra security in our building right now. If the front door is locked, don't worry. Just go ahead and ring the bell, and Pam will buzz you in, or whoever is here will buzz you in. Don't worry, as long as it's during our regular business hours of 9 to 4, come on down and we will get, you can come on in for whatever it is you need. If you want to just say hi, that's great too. If you're picking up a prize, anything at all, just come on down and check it out. We are on the roundabout right across from the Armory. We are kitty corner from the state building, the DMV. So we are very hard to miss. We do know that so for some reason on Google Maps, there sometimes people are still led to our old location, even though the building is gone. So keep that in mind. We're at 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. So we want, as summer comes around here, we want more people to come on down. We got some stuff in the works here. Might be able to have some events happening at our station here. So stay tuned for that, everyone. We got some very cool things coming up here at WFHR with our partners at Civic Media. All right, I'm going to take a break. That's a lot of talking. So I'm going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll get into our community calendars, our many community calendars, lots of events coming up, and hopefully more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence at WFHR.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
It's 60 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR on the Saturday. It's May 11th. Thanks for joining me today. 424-2600 is the number to call here. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to call about events, we want to talk to you about those. We'd certainly get those out over these airwaves. Anything else you want to chat about, 424-2600. Also, want to give a big shout out to our official sponsor of this show, Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic's been a supporter of this station for many, many years. Of course, you've heard their ads constantly throughout the many years on WFHR, but we are thrilled that they have decided to become the sponsor of Over the Back Fence. Big shout out to them. Do appreciate all the support they've given WFHR over the years. Of course, you know what they do. They are fabulous at what they do. And anywhere in our listening area, if you need help, Crockett Septic will be there for you. All right. let's go ahead and get into some events and stuff happening here. We got a couple of items for our mailbag as well want to talk about. So if you want to call 424-2600 while I'm going through this information, please feel free to do so. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I'll get to your call as soon as I possibly can. 424-2600. We have for sale a couple of items here, or several items, I should say. Police scanner, looking for $20 for that. We have a love seat in good condition, just $10 for that. Also, they have a bunch of LPs, 45s, 78s, CDs. If it has music on it, they've got it. And for more information, call and find out what they have and kind of what the inventory, I guess you could say, is for all of those music items. For any one of these items, please call 715-421-1020. 421-1020 is the number to call for that police scanner, that love seat, and those LPs, 45, 78 CDs, all kinds of good stuff there. So go ahead and give them a call today. Find out what they have available. Also from our mailbag, we have a lost item. If you can help these folks out, that would be wonderful. We have a tackle box that was lost on May 8th on Highway 54 between Dexterville and Port Edwards. If you have found this, please give a call to 715-660-8890, 660-8890. Big thank you if you have found a toolbox. This was lost, once again, May 8th on Highway 54 between Dexterville and Port Edwards. If you have found this tackle box, please contact 715-660-8890. Thank you very much in advance if you are able to do that. Got a couple of items here that are our events, I should say, that are going on as we speak. So let's get to those real quick. Going on right now, the Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo Safety Fair is happening, everybody. It is at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. It's 2411 36th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It goes till 2 o'clock today. It's a free event sponsored by the Wisconsin Rapids Freemasons, the Grand Rapids Lions Club, and the Wisconsin Rapids and Grand Rapids Police Departments. This is for all children, grades kindergarten through 5th, to participate in a day of bike safety education and fun. It offers the kids an opportunity to test their riding skills on a bike rodeo course and learn essential bike safety practices. Additional activities include free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections, ensuring that each child's gear is properly fitted and ready for safe riding. This is very important, everyone. We are getting right into bike riding season. Let's make sure we are all safe out there. Additionally, children can complete a passport to safety for a chance to win a free bicycle. How cool is that, everyone? Chance to win a free bike. Lunch is also provided. Free of charge, hot dogs, chips, beverage to all attendees. Please note, everyone, to participate, children must bring their own bicycle and equipment and be accompanied by an adult. Please do not drop your kids off. This is important that you are along for the ride, so to speak. That's going on at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Park. From until 2 o'clock today, that is the Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo Safety Fair. Just a couple weeks left of the Winter Farmers Market, the market at the Moravian, everybody. Today and then next Saturday is it. That wraps it up, getting geared up for the Downtown Farmers Market, which will be starting very, very soon. If you want to see the vendors that are there today, go ahead and check out Facebook. And, of course, more vendors are always wanted. But this is going to basically wrap it up for the year. Don't worry. As fall comes around, we will be gearing up for this once again. So keep that in mind, everyone. The Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids is at 310 First Avenue South. That goes till 1 o'clock today. This is it, everyone. Your last chance. If you have not done so, we do, of course, encourage you to see Rumors today. Two opportunities to do it. We have a matinee at 2 o'clock today and then a regular evening performance at 7. Rumors is an enjoyable romp that has been staged countless times all over the country. Four couples arrive at the townhouse of a deputy New York City mayor and his wife to attend a dinner party celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary of Charlie and Myra Brock. However, things go topsy-turvy when the couples arrive and discover that the hostess cook and the butler are missing. The host is left alone with a messy flesh wound after shooting himself in the head. Comedic complications arise when, given everyone's upper-class status, they decide they need to do everything possible to conceal the evening's events from the local police and the media. It takes place in the 1980s, which is very apropos. It is a hilarious show, everyone. This is one of Neil Simon's funniest shows. All kinds of shenanigans going on. It's a very funny show, and this is your last opportunity to see it. Also, the last opportunity for this season. This wraps up the fall and spring season of WRCT as we gear up for summer and all the kids' shows that are coming up. So stay tuned for all of that. Once again, 2 o'clock show today, the matinee, and then again 7 o'clock tonight for the last couple of performances of Rumors at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We have some AKC Fastcast training courses going on this weekend. They're at the Country Paws Athletic Center today and tomorrow at 6760 Burr Oak Road in Stevens Point. This is with the Fast Cat Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club is doing this with Don Adams. We'll be there. Fast and Fud Drag Lure. If you want some more information, go ahead and call John or Melanie at 715-570-1157, 570-1157. A fabulous, fun event happening in Stevens Point today. In honor, I guess you could say, of mental health awareness. I've tried to combine two words there. Mental Health Awareness Month. They have another great event happening today at Stevens Point at Fifner Pioneer Park. It is at 1100 Crosby Avenue in Stevens Point. It's going from 3 to 9 tonight. It is Point Aid Music. This is hosted by the UWSP men's rugby team. Includes music showcasing the vibrant underground music scene at UWSP. All proceeds go to PSPC, which is Prevent Suicide Portage County. It's a fundraiser for them. Go have some fun. Check out the underground music scene at a college town in Stevens Point. That's always fun. That's going on today from 3 to 9 at Fifner Pioneer Park at 1100 Crosby Avenue in Stevens Point. Go check that out, everyone. A couple of gigs that we need you to sign up for if you are interested in doing so. The United Way of Southwood and Adams County's annual United We Can Food Sculpture Contest is happening June 18th. You still have a chance, everyone, to get your team in. To do that, participating teams compete using hundreds of donated food and basic need items to build sculptures. After the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the donated items to local food programs. I love this number. This is adding to the 72,496 pounds of food this event has leveraged since 2013. Oh, it's been going on for over a decade, everyone, which is very, very cool. This is happening at a Rafters game, of course. Please register by contacting our good friend Ben at 715-421-0390, 421-0390, or email Ben at uwswac.org. You can also go to their website, uwswac.org, for more information about signing up there. This is a very fun and cool event, and it is a fabulous way to raise items for our local food programs in the Hunger Coalition. Also, just announced that a registration is open for Stuff the Desk. This is a collaborative community initiative led by United Way to ensure every student has supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents and guardians must register by Thursday, August 1st. Get in there as soon as you can, everybody, because there are only certain times that they do this. You have to sign up for a certain time. So first come, first serve. Make sure you get in to sign up for which time you need as soon as possible. So please, please do that as soon as you possibly can. You can register by going, once again, to their website, uwswac.org. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 p.m. You can sign up that way as well. Very easy way to remember. Just call 211 to sign up for Stuff the Desk. School supplies will be distributed during this event on August 16th and 17th at the East Junior High School located at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Like I said, you must select a pickup time. Each slot is limited to 150 students, so early registration is recommended. You can go ahead and find out all the time slots, but they're the Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th. Those are the 2 days that pickup will occur. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday between 9:30 and 10. Supplies are not guaranteed, of course. That is why we absolutely encourage everyone to sign up online to make sure you get a time slot. But this is a fabulous, fabulous event that we do every year. The Stuff the Bus event, where we collect all the supplies, will be happening during Lunch by the River in August. Stay tuned. We will get more information out on that as it becomes available. All right, everyone. Looks like it's about time for me to take just another quick break here. Stay with us, though, because we do have more great events coming up. We're going to look forward to this week. We've got some band concerts coming up from the schools here. We got lots of other events happening as we go along. I might have one or two other events for today. I want to double check. But when I come back, I will absolutely let you know that as well. And, of course, phone calls, 424-2600. That's what I'm looking for right now, everyone. Keep me company. I'm getting a little lonely here on the air. 424-2600. You are listening to Over the Back Fence, sponsored by Crockett Septic on WFHR.
The Brewers clobber the Cardinals again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to a lead and never looked back. The final 11-2 over the Cardinals Friday night at AmFam Field. Willie Adames with three doubles, scoring a pair of runs and two RBI. 24-year-old left-hander Robert Gasser holding St. Louis scoreless through six innings in his major league debut. Manager Pat Murphy on Gasser's backstory.
He was disappointed he wasn't brought up last year, and it was until May that he was healthy and ready to go, and he came in determined. He threw the ball great. Breaking ball was really good. Filled up the zone. Really happy for him. Really, really happy for him.
NBA, the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers has fired three assistants that served under Adrian Griffin. Gone are Josh Oppenheimer, Sidney Dobner, and DJ Baker. Joe Prunty, who has served as interim head coach, remains with the team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
It's 60 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, brought to you by Crockett Septic. I have some true faith, everyone, that I'm going to get some phone calls. 424-2600. Join me right now on Over the Back Fence here at WFHR. Hope you are having a great Saturday. Either way out there, lovely day out. Oh, my gosh, I'm looking at the nice puffy clouds out there. I think I'm just going to go outside and sit for a while. You guys got this, right? I'll just put in some birds chirping or something right now. No, I'll be here. I'll be here till 12 o'clock, everyone. I'm not going anywhere. 424-2600, let's get those calls coming in. Right now, let's get into some stuff happening this coming week. We're going to look at some whole bunch of spring concerts that are going to be happening at the local high schools and the local school systems. Let's start with Wisconsin Rapids. We have the District String Festival happening on Monday. This is at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. All orchestras, 6 through 10, 12. This is the orchestra version of the Band-O-Rama that happened last Monday. I hope you had a chance to catch that, everyone. It was really cool. All the bands playing together. It was fun. And, of course, the amazing drum line was there. My youngest was enamored with that, which is very cool. I think it's going to pave the way for him becoming a percussionist. But this Monday, we do have the String Festival. That's all orchestras together at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. That's Monday the 13th at 6:30 p.m. Then on Wednesday at Rams, we have the Rams Choir Concert. That's grades 6, 7, and 8. That starts at 5:30, and that is at the Rams Auditorium. That is where that one will be held. Coming up, we actually have some more band concerts as well. We have the on Monday the 20th, we have the Lincoln High School Band Concert. That's at the PAC at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 21st, we have the Lincoln High School and the Rams Jazz Concert. That's both the middle and the high school playing together. That is also at the PAC, but that one starts at 6:30. That's Tuesday the 21st. And finally, the Rams Band Concert, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at Rams at the auditorium there. That is on Wednesday the 22nd at 6:30 p.m. And then we do want to remind everyone that the Lincoln High School Orchestra Pops Concert is happening at the PAC on Wednesday the 29th. And then the choir concert for Lincoln High School will also be at the PAC Thursday, May 30th at 7 p.m. So keep all of these in mind as we go. As we go along, and hopefully we'll be able to attend some of those. Let's support the arts, everyone. Kids, you know, find out all the great stuff that they're doing. You learn so much when you do music, when you do theater, when you do art. It's really important, and let's support the kids as they go through this time. Coming up on Tuesday, we have the Combined Assumption High School and Middle School Band Concert. That is going to be at 6:30 on the 14th. That's Tuesday. At the Assumption High School Gymnasium. So their annual spring concert is coming up here on Tuesday at Assumption. That's at the high school and middle school together, their spring band concert, 6:30 at the Assumption High School Gymnasium on Tuesday, May 14th. And then coming up later in the week, on the 17th, which I believe is Friday, we have the Nakusa Public Schools. Both the high school and the Alexander Middle School will be together on this one. Their Pops Concert, the choir's Pops Concert, will be May 17th at 6 p.m. at the high school auditorium. And then on May 22nd, let me make sure I get the right date on that one. That's Wednesday the 22nd. The Nakusa High School and the Alexander Middle School Band Concerts will be held all at the same time. That's Wednesday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. as well. That is at the high school auditorium. So we got a lot of band stuff coming up here as spring rolls around, as we get to the end of the school year, everyone. Wow, I can't believe the school year is almost done. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Where are you going, time? Where are you going? Well, right now, we're going to spend a little time with first caller of the day. Welcome. You are on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have for sale 66 acres of hunting land about a mile north of Wisconsin Rapids. For more details, they can call 715-424-1058. Thank you.
All right, 424-1058.
Yes.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I got some hunting land for sale just north of Wisconsin Rapids. If you are interested and find out more information about it, please call 424-1058. 424-1058 is the number to call for that. Easy as that, everyone. Let's get more calls coming in here on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600. All right. We've got a whole bunch of, because it is the end of May, we've got Memorial Day coming up. We have several veterans events that are happening, so we want to keep you abreast of that as well. On Saturday, May 18th, this is looking ahead a little bit for next weekend. May 18th, we've got the Headstone Flag placement. We had Tom Heiser in with us on Monday, and he said that is open to anyone. If you'd like to volunteer to help them with their flag placement at the Forest Hill Cemetery, that starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, May 18th. They said they welcome all people If you want to come and help with laying flags on the gravestones, they've got a lot to do, so it's a very helpful. Many hands make for short work, everyone. Then on Sunday, May 19th, the VFW anniversary benefit, that's an anniversary ride benefit. We'll get to that in just a little bit. We'll have more information. That's for Sunday the 19th. That starts at 8 a.m. On Tuesday the 21st, we have the VFW steak feed that's coming up. That starts at 4:30. More information on that as well. And then, of course, Memorial Day weekend, there's a lot of events going on, including the Legacy Stone dedication at the Wood County Courthouse. That's at 10 a.m. on Friday the 24th. On Saturday the 25th at 1:30 at the East Junior High School, the all-female Quilts of Valor ceremony. Maybe the only one in the United States, which is fantastic for this area. That is just an amazing thing. I know Tom talked about it on Monday. Tom is super excited about this. We are all excited about honoring our female veterans in a very special ceremony, one that's not happened before. And that is an amazing thing. So please turn out. 1:30 East Junior High School. That is on Saturday, May 25th. That is the weekend of Memorial Day. And then on Memorial Day, there will be a Memorial Day ceremony, Forest Hill Mausoleum at 11 a.m. For that. But we'll talk about more of this as we get closer. Coming up this week, we got next weekend, I should say, we do have the family scavenger hunt at Camp Alexander with the YMCA, the Southwood County YMCA. It is their first family scavenger hunt. Families will have a great adventure as they explore Camp Alexander through games and different types of scavenger hunts. They will have snacks and drinks to enjoy. You can stay at the camp after the hunt for their camp open house from 12 to 4 p.m., where you can roast hot dogs for lunch and learn about summer camp opportunities at Camp Alexander. This is not only an opportunity to have a lot of fun with your family, but it's also to learn more about all the fantastic summer camps they offer at Camp Alexander throughout the summer through the YMCA. We love our YMCA. We're going to be talking with them more this week on Midday Magazine. Tune in for that because I'm sure they'll be talking about this event as well. The deadline to register for this event is this coming Wednesday the 15th. So keep that in mind. You can either go to the Southwood County YMCA in person and sign up there, or you can go to their great website, swcymca.org. The event itself is Saturday the 18th, like I said, from 10 to 12. $30 if you're a Y member family, $35 if you're a non-member family, and of course, always consider joining the Y for all the fabulous things they do there. And they, are able to work with you. If you don't think you can afford it, they are willing and able to work with you to make sure that you get all the benefits that you can. Call Stephanie Lund for more information, 715-818-6012, 818-6012, or email slund at swcymca.org. Lots of great information coming up on that, too, plus the other stuff that they offer throughout the summer. Mental Health Matters. Together we thrive. Join the mental health, the NAMI, Portage and Wood Counties, Suicide Prevention, Portage County, and Portage County Health and Human Services. They're hosting a fabulous event coming up on Wednesday, the 15th, a mental health awareness event. Starts at 4:30, goes till 8 p.m. That's a really fascinating things here. It's going to be at the Fifner Building, 401 Franklin Street in Stevens Point. They're going to have some yoga classes going on starting at 5 o'clock. They've got laughter yoga. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds cool. And then at 5:30, they've got Rising Phoenix, another yoga class for that. They're going to have live music starting at 6:15, Adam Gruel. They're going to have a NAMI lived experience panel, resource fair from 4:30 to 6, a photo booth, and free food while supplies last. This is because it is Mental Health Awareness Month. We're going to be we have a lot of these going on everywhere in our listening area. This one's in Stevens Point. We do, of course, encourage you to do as many of these as you can. Learn more about mental health awareness. Coming up also on Wednesday, we want to remind you our good friends over at the ODC are going to have a benefit night at Taco John's. So go ahead and if you're looking for Taco Wednesday, it's not Tuesday, Taco Wednesday. They're going to have the benefit from 4 to 8 on the 15th. So anything you buy, a portion of that will go to our good friends over at the ODC. And that's coming up Thursday, Taco John's from 4 to 8 p.m. Earlier this week on Midday Magazine, actually it was yesterday on Friday, there is a fabulous benefit that's coming up here to put together by the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools or members of the of teachers and stuff that are putting together a benefit for a local teacher, Heather Smith. Heather Smith, if you want to learn more about this, I'll just touch on a few things. James did an interview on Friday, 3 o'clock, with the people who are putting this benefit together. Fabulous information. They tell the story of how it came about and all that. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Midday Magazine, 3 o'clock, and listen and find out more about this information. Meet Heather Smith, single mom to Jeremy and two stepdaughters, Janessa and Lexi, kindergarten teacher at Mead Elementary, otter enthusiast, and friend to many. In April 2021, Heather was diagnosed with breast cancer. She went after the cancer like any other problem in her life with a smile and a laugh. On August 2021, she finished what she believed was her last chemo treatment. To the dismay of her community, the relentless disease came back December 2023, now in 4 ribs, 6 vertebrae, her pelvis, hips, and left femur. Her worry is not for herself, but for her friend, family, and loved ones. Now is time for her community to rally around her. This is going to be happening next Saturday, May 18th, from 11 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at the Fallback. That's located at 9031 County Road, WW in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them for food and fun and entertainment. Also, please note from 10 to 11, there is a light sensory hour. So if you have sensory issues or you have kids that have sensory issues, that is the time for you to go ahead and join in so the music won't be quite so loud. There's going to be performances by, get this, everyone, Pam Ross, the Lincoln Brass Trio and the Lincoln Drumline, Peter Gilson, the Hmong Dance Team and the Rapids School for Performing Arts Dance Team, Sarah Crow and Desiah Melby Duo, and Lincoln Mariachi Band. An amazing benefit for an amazing person. Please help support this. Once again, this is Heather Smith is not doing this for herself. She's doing this for her family. And I think that's an amazing, considering where she is, that's an amazing, amazing thing. 11 to 8 at the Fallback. Once again, 9031 County Road, WW, Wisconsin Rapids. Please join us. You know, there's another benefit going on next Saturday as well. I'm going to touch on that before we go to break here, everybody. Another group that has talked with James on Midday Magazine, go find this one. It's the Dove's Nest 5th Annual Fundraiser, also on Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., I should say. That's all day. It's at Camelot on the Lake, 298 Leisure Lane in Nacoosa, or the Rome area, actually. Once again, an absolutely essential an offering here for people who families are going through long-term treatment for cancer or other illnesses. It's a fabulous story. This is going to start, like I said, at 10 a.m. There's entertainment through the day, including starting at 8 o'clock, Chris Cruzy, a name you've probably heard before. He will be doing a benefit there, be part of this benefit as well. And like I said, it's at Camelot on the Lake, 298 Leisure Lane, the Alex C. Dove Foundation and Dove Ness. Were established in 2019 after Alex C. Dove passed away from cancer. The mission is to offer those struggling with a life-threatening illness a free place to rest and relax. Cannot talk too much about this. Two absolutely fabulous benefits happening next Saturday. I'm sure you can do both, everybody. They're going on all day long. So make sure if you're able to go hit those up and help both of those very worthy causes for next week. One more here before we go to break. I want to make sure I get this one in here too, because it's another community event that's supporting another very worthy cause. We've got Three Bridges Recovery. This event is through our good friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Stand up and improv comedy night on the 18th of May. Laughter is the best medicine. Subject to change. That is an improv group out of Stevens Point. It starts at 7 o'clock. There's a $20 entry fee. This is not only a stand-up and improv. There's open mic for this as well. There's also a workshop, an improv workshop, starting at 6 p.m. And again, this goes to support healthy substance use recovery within our communities. Three Bridges Recovery is where the proceeds for this will go. My goodness. What a Saturday next Saturday. There's all kinds of fabulous things. Choose one, choose them all. It doesn't matter. We just ask that you think about your community when you're doing these things. We do appreciate everyone for that. Oh, my gosh, got to take a break here. We got more stuff to talk about on the calendar coming up, but we will be back shortly here on Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. We are indeed locally grown radio.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
Right now, it's 62.
I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No, no magic could happen to me. And then I saw you.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here on WFHR. Did I say that already? Doesn't matter. Locally grown radio. That is what we are. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to get on these airwaves here. We've got 8 minutes or so, seven minutes or so, left on the show here. I want to touch on a couple of more events coming up here. Veterans events that I think are very important, and we'll get to that here shortly. Once again, 424-2600 if you want to get something in the last couple of minutes of the show. Otherwise, I will be seeing you again next week on the 18th. Lots going on, and we'll be talking about all that throughout the week, this week too, on the morning show and all of our other local programming, award-winning local programming, everyone. I'm going to continue to say that forever. All right, two events going to happen with our veterans groups here in the run-up to Memorial Day. On May 19th, that's a Sunday coming up, the Baldwin VFW Post 2534 is doing their anniversary benefit ride. Registration starts at 8, ride starts at 9:30, start at the VFW, 2711 Redden Road, and they are going all the way to the High Grounds, which is an amazing ride, going all the way to Neillsville, just outside Neillsville. And to check that out, that is a very cool ride. It's $25 per vehicle. The registration includes a ride patch and a 2024 year tab. Additional patches and tabs will be available the day of the event. Proceeds from this year's event will benefit Empowered Dream Hunts and United Special Sportsmen's Alliance. Excuse me. There's also going to be 50-50 cash and prize raffles. There'll be patch sewing service available on site. There'll be food and drink available to purchase from our friends at the Barbecue Shack and Chatterbox Catering. So that's coming up Sunday, May 19th, another benefit ride. They do this every year. It's very cool. Plus, very cool trip. They're going to the high grounds just outside Neillsville, which is very cool. Now, the next fundraiser is just a couple of days away from that because it's Tuesday, May 21st. It's the annual Steak Feed. Once again, at the Buckley Baldwin VFW post number 2534. Starts at 4:30, goes till 7 o'clock, Tuesday, May 21st. It's open to the public at the Don Knuth Memorial Hall. Once again, 2711 Wren Road is where it's located. It's $30 for the meal, but listen to what it includes. 12-ounce New York strip steak, sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions, baked potato or rice pilaf, whole kernel corn or green beans, dinner roll, assorted desserts, condiments, milk, coffee, limited takeout, available at the door. There'll be cash bar with sodas, beer, and wine for purchase on the premises. Proceeds go to support, of course, the VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in Central Wisconsin. They do so much. Let's support them and have a delicious meal at the same time. Steak, I mean, come on. Steak, everybody. Steak. We have some blood drives coming up as well. This is what we'll wrap up the show with today. We do have a couple coming up at our the former East Junior High School, room 111. This is the Wisconsin Rapids Community Blood Drives. A little different this month. They're going to be doing, and I think this is because of Labor Day. Memorial Day, Monday the 20th and Tuesday the 21st. So back-to-back days. Monday will be 2 to 7. Tuesday the 21st will be 10 to 3. And, of course, appointments are always appreciated. Just call 800-280-4102. 800-280-4102. Once again, the former East Junior High School, room 111, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Monday the 20th from 2 to 7. Tuesday the 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Blood drives happening in the area. We got a couple more to touch on, but first, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah. That steak feed, where is that located and what was the price?
That is at the VFW Post on Redden Road, 2711 Redden Road. It is $30 for that meal.
That's cool. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Not a problem. Glad to get that information out, everyone. So that is, once again, on Tuesday the 21st. That's May 21st, Tuesday 21st from 4:30 to 7 for that steak feed. All right, a couple more blood donation opportunities coming up as well. Want to get a hold of these. That same week, that must be Donate Blood Week, everybody. Of course, lead up to Memorial Day, that makes sense. We have those two opportunities at the former East Junior High School on Wednesday, the 22nd of that week, from 10 to 3 at McMillan Library. We'll be having a blood drive through the American Red Cross, 490 East Grand Avenue. Port Edwards will have the next one on Thursday, the 23rd, from 12 to 5. That's at Trinity Lutheran Church, 990 3rd Street. And then Marshfield on Friday, the 24th, from 10 to 3. Marshfield Clinic Health System, YMCA, 410 West McMillan Street. Lots of opportunities to give blood, everybody. And, of course, we do appreciate every single person who does that. Well, that's going to deep subject. That's going to wrap up the show for today, pretty much, everyone. I do want to remind everyone about our weekend schedule coming up here. Up next, we have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. That goes till 1 o'clock. Tonight, check out Max Inc. Radio. They're also an award-winning show with lots of live music in Madison. It goes from 6 to midnight. It's just a fabulous show. Check it out. If you haven't had a chance to listen to some of the great interviews they have with local musicians, man, they do a fabulous, fabulous job. Tomorrow on Sunday, we got the full slate of local shows here starting at 1 o'clock. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy, will lead you through an hour of polkas and waltzes and all kinds of great music. I love what Tim does. I'm glad he still does it and is able to do it. We do appreciate you, Tim, if you're listening, for all that you do, man. It's great stuff. We're glad we can still do that show with you. Then at 5 o'clock, we have Director's Cut, a little replay of the Wausau Community Theater interview that James and I did last week. It's very cool. Check it out. They're having a little trouble up at the theater there financially, so this is a good way to get the word out that they are in need of help. In a community the size of Wausau, you'd think there'd be more help out there. We do hope that people can do that, but we also love to support local theater, so keep that in mind as well. 5 o'clock from 5 to 6, or Director's Cut from 6 to 8. Rebroadcast Best Of, the show that I not put in for my nomination to become the second best show in the state of Wisconsin, Seth Faces the Music, the mystery show number one. Now, if you haven't heard it before, it'll be a new mystery. If you have, don't tell anyone. No spoilers here, everybody. Okay, just make sure you put it on the down low. Don't mess it up for anyone else. I'm kidding. Of course, that was last year that I did it. 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. And then a brand new tape number 4 on Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape, coming up from 8 to 9 on Sunday. That's our new Sunday lineup, everyone. If you did not know, check it out. We are all local on Sunday nights here on WFHR. And we do appreciate you all tuning in and listening to all those shows, award-winning shows, everyone. Director's Cut as well, award-winning show. Well, that's going to do it for me, everyone. Don't forget, I am on WIRI 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. Check it out. Check out some great music. Check out Trail Tunes on Thursday. Shameless plugs for me. I don't care. That is what we do here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. We'll see you next week.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE